they feel safe with the type of home. I mean, the construction of the home is very solid, and you feel it. You feel it walking up the stairs, you know, walking on the second floor, that you have no wood whatsoever. And we also have porcelain tile on the second floor, which if you have wood, most likely you'll have it.
You're listening to Ice Cream with Investors, a podcast that is dedicated to teaching you how to better invest your money so that you can live a more intentional life. I'm your host, Matt Four, and it is my goal to teach and empower you to remove the roadblocks to your financial success.
All right, Alicia, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm very glad to be here, Matt.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we like to start with the difficult questions here. What's your favorite ice cream?
Oh my God, you have to guess this one because it's dulce de leche. We are based out of Miami, so, you know, dulce de leche is the one.
What is dulce de leche?
Dulce de leche is like a milk candy, right? But it's kind of a syrup that is embedded in the ice cream. It's really good. It's very sweet.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Sweet. Now, if we make it down to the Miami area, is there any place that you would recommend for us?
Oh, definitely. Especially ice cream, right? The nitrogen ice cream. That's my favorite. It's good to go. It's freshly made. So you can't go wrong.
Got it. Love it. Love it. Well, tell our listeners, what's the scoop? What do you do today?
Well, I visited all the different communities. Okay. And that's where you see the magic happening, because you're seeing all this wall going up, and then you see a home built in front of your eyes. So I did all the tour of my communities in South Florida. We have two different communities. One is a townhouse community, and the other one is a single family home, which is part of a planned unit development. We're going to be building there almost 800 homes. It's by the gateway to the Florida Keys, and it's very attractive. This is our second subdivision there. It's our second phase, if you will. So I was there today, and all the cranes came and the trucks came in, and they put together this beautiful home, two-story, five bedrooms, right, you know, in front of my eyes in a couple hours. And every time you go to the sites, I just learn more and more, because, you know, we have Onyx. I work with Onyx. I'm the head of sales in Onyx. And I am very, very in sync with Onyx because it's all about technology. I mean, Onyx is just revolutionizing the industry and the construction industry, because we're bringing in technologies that are patented and they're never being seen before. We're putting all this knowledge, all this, you know, AI technologies, robotics and all that. And we're putting these homes together as 100% concrete and steel. Which these are not like the little three pigs, right? That you're just going to be blown away. On the contrary, these are homes that are solid built, that's going to last more than a lifetime. So when you go to the sites and you see this magic happening, you see other people's, you know, looking out too and seeing all these technologies. We also have the pods. The pods is a bathroom pod that we insert in the home. It's already built in. So you have everything. You have the entire bathroom with all your mechanical, your electrical, your plumbing, everything, even your furniture and your shower head, everything is in there. And we just put it as a finished product inside the home. And you have your bathroom all ready to go. So it's kind of magic.
Yeah, so you are the sales director for Onyx Homes. I guess let's start with Onyx Homes. I was looking on your website and doing some research. When we think about affordable housing, there's really two different issues. There's this idea of like permitting and being able to build. Every city council person wants affordable housing, but then they won't let you have permits to build it. And then there's this idea of like construction cost and the time it takes to build and all those sorts of things. So you all are kind of tackling that second part of it. So you mentioned you went to a site today and saw a home being built within a matter of hours. I mean, that's kind of mind blowing. How do you do that?
Yes. Well, all of these, we call it elements. Okay. Those elements are built out of the factory. So we do all the engineering and all the technology is in these automated factories we have. We have three different factories in South Florida. One of them actually is the biggest one we have is in Pompano Beach, which we're doing the grand opening now on March 21st, which all your audience is invited to come and see. And you're invited too. It's going to be amazing. And everything there that is done there is done by robotic and AI technologies. We have our own batching plan, our own concrete plan. We also do all of our LGS technologies that we also put in the homes, which is part of the roof trusses. They're also built in there. So pretty much we have taken out this subcontractor out of the way, and we are taking all the home by ourselves and building it ourselves. So that gives us more flexibility in timing. We could meet our goals better, and we could secure a high product, a high quality product, which, by the way, is not an affordable product at all. You're going to come into our homes and you're going to see they're at luxury level. I mean, these homes are from the bottom up. You see the structure, and the structure is the one that you put together in a day, right? And together with that, you have also the bathroom pots that are already finished. So that's part of the component. And then we do the finishing of the home. But all of these elements bring the investor also peace of mind that this is a high quality product that you're not going to be investing a lot of money or capital to maintain in the future. Because these are homes that are with, you know, we don't put tile in the home. We only put a very high quality porcelain tile. So you're looking at homes that have barely no carpet, if any. And all those elements are high level elements, all high quality. And, you know, obviously we don't do appliances yet. I always say yet because Onyx is always, always going, you know, thousand steps ahead of me. I mean, one day you see one technology and the next day you see that they have evolved so quickly that you're like, okay, this is new. How do you do this now? And as well as the foundations, all our foundations in South Florida, for example, are elevated. Why? Because we also have flood, and that is going to prevent flooding in the home. So insurance is also taking notice, and they're bringing us discounts as well because of the way that we build. So all of these benefits are transferred over to the investor, because then there you go, you know, cheaper insurance, and you have less water penetration in the homes. You have great sound isolation because we put all the insulation in the walls, which are our value is superior on any other constructions out there for residential construction. And you're seeing this in the value to your tenants as well. The tenants are more peace of mind. We don't do wood, for example. We're trying to be virtually wood free in all of our homes. And what we have seen is a lot of the, you know, homeowners or tenants are looking at our properties because it provides them peace of mind. They don't hear anything. We provide also impact windows and doors in South Florida. And also, because of the insulation that we provide and the sound reduction, they don't hear anything. So they enjoy their homes even more. And we're seeing a lot of tenants are coming from the medical field, that they have these odd hours and they really need to sleep, right? And they're picking our communities over others because they know that they're going to enjoy their home even more. And even during the time that we're doing the construction, they don't hear anything inside. So it's pretty neat.
So I want to touch on one thing you said about the finishes. I'm assuming since you all have really controlled the cost on doing the construction that you could pump more capital into the finishes, the faucets, the toilets, the porcelain tile and things like that. Are you seeing that you've controlled that cost and that those upgrades are something that you can do?
Yes. And also we have three collections, right? We have the O and NX collection, just like our name. So when you're looking at the O collection, it's an elevated finishing package you're getting from, you know, versus other developers that they give you below grade or below quality. We're also already packing it in our base. And then you have the N, which is a good balance between, you know, the O and the X. And then we have the X that we provide pretty much everything. What do I mean by that? We provide California closets. We provide the shades already installed for you, all the accessories in the bathroom. We even provide glass in the showers. So it's pretty much bring in your, you know, your furniture and your bags, and that's it. You're done. So we are taking it, you know, a step further and doing it more tailored to the needs of different either investors or buyers or whatever they're looking for. They're looking for value, you get your O collection. You're looking for, I want it all, you go for the X collection. And also, the other thing is that, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of other builders that they call themselves, this is a technology home or smart home, or they have different terms to call it, but they're actually kind of add-ons or plugins they put into the home, but it's not actually embedded into the home. And all of our homes are already embedded with a fiber optics, and they also come in with an EV charger. You know, who is providing EV chargers nowadays in a home? So you don't have to worry about, you know, hiring electrician, running permits and all that. All of our Onyx home comes with that commodity per se. So yeah. There you go. You have it. It's a home for the future. You don't have to worry about that.
After what we spent on our plantation shutters, you had me sold already that the fact that you have an option where that could be included.
Well, we don't have shutters here. Everything is impact wall glass. Yeah, so yeah, we're taking that out of the way.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about your community. So I know when I was doing some research, it looks like you all build master planned communities that you sell off the homes. Do you all offer any sort of like build to rent too, where you're keeping them as rentals?
Yes, we do. Actually, we had a community that we built, a townhouse community, 34 townhouses, and they're all already rented, completely rented. We manage that too. And any investor out there who's willing to look at a portfolio like this of 32 townhouses completely rented, we have that option as well. And we could also build for them if there's an opportunity for that. But yes, we do that too.
Where are the 32 townhomes located?
It's in Homestead, in the Homestead area.
Gotcha.
And yes, and they're already ready to go. And the rentals there started, at a lower point and now has a skyrocket because Onyx only invests in fast-growing communities, right? In communities that are going to be, growing at a very fast pace. And in South Florida, there's no brainer. There's so much growth, right? And we are opening other markets in Orlando, for example. So we are doing all that research for you, for all your audience, pretty much, because everywhere we're going to go, we're going to be in and out. Remember, Onyx builds fast, right? So the moment that we get in and we get out, for example, let's put an example because it's better to explain an example. Last year, we built a townhouse community, 175 townhouses in 6 months. We got in, out.
Oh.
The first price of a home that I sold there was $298,000. Four-bedroom townhouse, right? Well, the last one I sold was 425. And then you do the math. So because it was 7 months in and out, and you're getting all the benefits, of getting in at the first, list, and then seeing your equity built. And also the tenants also appreciate a brand new product. They are not, they're not going to be picking a product over either a rental community also that they put, a lower cost, finishes per se, because they want to lower the cost. It's understandable. But we're already putting that over in this package of O, N, and X. So whichever product you're looking for, you already have it with us. Either you're buying 3-5 homes or more, or you're buying one community altogether. We have that for you.
So when you open Orlando, when you make it to that market, will you deliver from Pompano? I guess what I'm trying to ask is how far can you deliver from a factory? Where do you have to have factories to be able to build that quickly?
Well, the Pompano Beach factory was ideally, we're looking at a very strategic distribution point, right? To be able to serve all of Florida. So you used to be able to serve all the north parts of Florida, central Florida. And also we have the factories down here in Homestead, which is the pod factory, and we have the on-site factory. The on-site factory is very interesting because it's mobile. So you could take this factory wherever you need it. Yes.
I'm confused by that. I've been to a factory before and it didn't look very mobile. So how are you able to do that?
Yes, we have, and we call it an on-site factory. What we do there are foundations and stairs and other elements as well. But you just, you just put it in there. You just, it's mobile. You just assemble it. You do your thing, and then you move it to the next big subdivision or planned unit development. Because in this location, for example, in South Florida, we're going to be building close to 800 homes. So it makes sense for our on-site factory to be there to build and pump out these foundations and stairs. So we have that too. Logistics is not a problem. We already have that down pat, and our three factories in Florida will be able to supply to the rest of the state. The same way in Austin, we have our factory in Austin. We're going to be building in Austin, Georgetown, and also San Antonio. All of that area is going to be covered by the factories as well.
In
Texas.
The mobile factory that you're talking about, I've seen YouTube videos of like a 3D printed house, basically, where it's pouring the concrete and things like that. Is it? No, it's not like that. Then
no.
tell me again then. How is it able to be mobile?
Hey, fellow investors, before we dive into our next segment of the show, I wanted to take a quick moment to talk to you about a fantastic opportunity for you to invest with me. As you know, here at Ice Cream with Investors, I'm passionate about real estate investing and helping you navigate the exciting world of wealth creation through real estate. And that's why, for the first time, I'm thrilled to tell you about an opportunity for you to invest alongside of me. Over the past 3 years, I've been investing in multifamily, mobile home parks, car washes. I've even become the bank and lent out money to fellow real estate investors on a short-term basis. And now you can come join me. If you would like to jump on a call and learn more about this opportunity, head to icecreamwithinvestors.com/invest and find a time for us to connect. And now, back to the show.
I was in Austin not too long ago, and I went to one of those communities that had the 3D printing homes, and honestly, my opinion, they're very ugly. Look really ugly. I know that everybody's really hype about it, but it's very ugly. And then on top of that, they put this metal roof that makes it even uglier. No, our homes are engineered to, you're not going to be able to differentiate our homes other than the solid concrete walls that you're going to see. But other than that, it's flawless. I mean, even the finish of those elements are flawless. So there's no need for us to manually do anything extra. So this on-site factory, well, it does, you know, the foundations, the elevated foundations I'm telling you about, and it ships them to the on-site, you know, right there to the subdivision. But all of that is already very precise. So it's using molds, right? You put all the rebars there as well inside that are, you know, steel. And all of that is done with our, you know-how, right? Through our patents and all that. But it's flawless. It's like a Lego, right? So it fits right in. So there's no gaps, nothing. It just goes in with the flow. And that's part of our technologies that really goes into place, and you're not going to see any imperfection.
What is your smallest floor plan, like square footage-wise?
Right now we have a townhouse that is about 1450 square feet. And gotcha. our largest right now is about 3,000 square feet, which we're going to have bigger homes as well.
Speaking about the 3D homes, like the largest I saw were like 700 square feet. They were very, very small, two bedrooms, one bath sort of units. A 3,000 square foot that could be built in a matter of weeks is incredible.
Yes. Yes. No, this is cutting edge technology. I think 3D printing next to us, by all means, I think it's just, you know, it's like playing kids, you know, kids are playing with a 3D, but this is real stuff. I mean, these are engineers that are going to the next level. These are the homes of the future. I mean, this is not something that you're playing to see how it's going to turn out to be. And also we have already delivered, you know, on more than 400 homes or even more, and in Florida, and they have families living in there, and they feel secure. They tell me, Alicia, this is the best home I've ever been, because they feel safe with the type of home. I mean, the construction of the home is very solid, and you feel it. You feel it walking up the stairs, you know, walking on the second floor, that you have no wood whatsoever. And we also have porcelain tile on the second floor, which if you have wood, most likely you don't have it.
Yeah. And I mean, look, I lived in Florida for 2 years. And one thing I can say is their building codes are very rigid. In the sense of, like, they have to worry about floods and hurricanes and things like that. And just the fact that you could get a home built that fast that meets those stipulation makes me already know that they meet those codes, that it's a sturdy house.
Well, I'll tell you more. Not only are factories meet the Miami-Dade code, which is, as you said, very strict, but also we have all our elements are certified at the factory at the state level, to be used to in any county. So if we go by the Dade County, obviously everything else will follow, because this is a superior code as far as storms and floods and all that. But all of our elements, all of them are certified at state level. So we are able to build in any county throughout Florida. And that gives us the edge too.
All right. So you've mentioned Florida. You also mentioned that you opened one up outside of Austin in Georgetown, Texas. Is the future to continue to expand in Texas, yes, or are those your kind of...
In any market that it will, you know, has potential to growth. So that's why, I mean, your investors coming with us hand in hand and making this relationship work for both of us, it's good, because Onyx is only looking for states and markets that are going to, you know, bring in your values up. And that is our research, right? We take that into our hands. And the only thing the investor has to do is follow us and keep investing with us. And as I said, you know, just keep on growing your portfolio of properties, because we're going to continue opening in key markets. And only in those markets are, you know, willing to, not willing, but able to sustain this flow, because we have factories, right? We build fast and the demand has to be there. So we're only going to go to these markets that are going to be in and out pretty quick. And the demand is there. I mean, obviously, Austin, we all know. Austin is one of, you know, it's growing crazy. And South Florida and Florida as a whole is growing at rates that we had never seen before. Because as I said, I've been in the real estate market for over 34 years, and I've been in the new construction business for that long too. I was also part of the mortgage brokers. I have done many things, even land entitlements, you name it. I love real estate. I mean, you can tell. But I also, being in South Florida, you have access to international investors as well. They're looking to bring their capital overseas to the United States to secure their investment, because as you know, in other countries, it's not like US, right? So they are looking to bring in and convert those that capital into US dollars. And I always wanted to bring in value to investors that they're going to feel comfortable not knowing, right, where they're going to put their money into a company that will really, you know, speak by itself, and they will provide this value to the investors. So going out there, doing all these alliances with all these investors, and I typically still travel to Latin America, and I have met not only private investors, but also investment funds, and they have invested with Onyx, and they can't believe their eyes. It's not only securing a tenant and how easy it is to secure a tenant, but also, you know, our communities are growing and their equity is there. They have to spend minimal in maintenance. So it makes sense, all of this. And if you're looking at Latin America, concrete, it rings bells to them because they know the value of the concrete in all, you know, the islands, the Caribbean and Latin America. And these are homes that are being transferred for generations. So they already know what we're talking about. So as a matter of fact, they come to me and they say, I didn't know that you guys existed because in America, it's all fake. Right? Not anymore.
When you say investors, are you talking about investors buying homes or communities from you, or are they investing in the company? How do you all accept investors, I guess?
Yes, they do investing. That's what I do. That's my niche, is the relationship with investors. I mean, obviously, I have my sales team and in different communities and all that, but I specialize in the relationship with investors and private investors, institutional investors, all of that. And they're looking for either to buy minimum of 3 homes or more. I had some of them buying 15 or so. And they're also small investment groups that they want to buy, like I said, 34 townhouses here and there, or they're looking for us to build for them. And all of that is possible. All of that is possible. So not only that, because at the end of the day, we have the technology, we have the control on the materials, and we have control on delivery of the product at a, you know, certain amount of time. So we feel comfortable with that.
Do you have preferred lenders already lined up too, and partnerships there?
Yes, we do. We do. And not only do we have the typical lender that will go through, you know, conventional VA and FHA, but also has private loans and investment loans, catering to international investors as well. So we have also a lot of a suite of products that will cater to differing investors. And this is excellent because it's only one-stop shop.
Amazing. Amazing. What did I miss? I feel like, did we cover everything, or what did I miss?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, Onyx, it's a technology company at the end of the day, right? It's just that it has concentrated all the technology in reinventing real estate, right? And that's what I want everybody to understand who Onyx is. Onyx is not a typical builder. Onyx is a technology company. And they have put all this technology in the home building industry. And we're going to be continuing growing. You're going to see a lot of things coming our way. I can't tell them now, but it's going to come in. and it's going to go beyond what, you know, four walls and a roof is going to be. So, you know, share this journey with us. I invite all of your audience to come with us. See our factory, which is going to be opening now and for the public, for everybody to see on March 21st. And we also, the other thing that I wanted to point out is how we are educating, you know, not only investors, but also home buyers into what Onyx is and what Onyx is bringing in. Because new technologies require also some knowledge of understanding. Like you mentioned, I want to know more. I want to know more. I want to know exactly how you build it. I mean, how you put these elements together, what is actually happening. And the same way the professionals, real estate professionals, come to us and we give these workshops and we explain to them how we build. We take them to our factories. We give them a tour. And that way they become kind of our Onyx ambassadors out there, explaining to the customer and to investors how we build. Right. So all of that is we're giving back to the community that type of knowledge, because knowledge is power, and it makes you you make a good decision by knowing how we built, instead of, you know, a home is a home and that's it. No, there are technologies now being developed and you need to know about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Alicia, I want to switch us now to our last round. We call this the four toppings. Our first one is, what is your favorite book, or what is a book you've read recently that's given you a paradigm shift?
Well, the book I like, and it's because it's bringing topics that it makes you think, is Zero to One. It's a very popular book. It's been around for a while. But what I like about the book is that it's telling you to be original, right? It's telling you that you need to bring in your ideas, to always focus on what you want, and to make it happen. Because that's one of the things that you have to think. I mean, there's a lot of investments out there, right? A lot of different investments out there, not only in real estate, but in other fields. But as soon as you focus on what you want and you bring in this to the table, then that's where you're going to be successful. And this book talks about how to be original and how to bring in value to your invention. So I think that's important. And I like it because it makes you think on how to be unique, and you're going to make it.
Yeah. Peter Thiel, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yes, Peter Thiel. Yeah.
Our second one is, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice, I would say, to focus. You need to focus on what you want, where you want to get to, and how you're going to get to. Because if you are in 10 different things, your energy is all over the place, right? And nowadays more than ever, because there's so much media, so much social media, so many, there are a lot of people talking, and not necessarily is it valuable information you're listening to. So the thing that the most valuable piece of advice, I would say, focus in one topic you want to grow in and you want to put your capital in, and stick to it. I mean, just do it this way and you're going to be successful, because it's the best piece of advice. I've been in real estate, like I said, for over 34 years. I've been very focused. That's the only way that you can make it work. It doesn't matter how you're going to go in life, but you have to focus. And I think it's imperative nowadays. There's a lot of information out there. And sometimes these call experts are not experts. And they just make you noise, you know, put a lot of noise in you. So that's what I would say.
Yeah. Our third one is, what are you most proud of in your life?
Oh, well, I am very proud because I'm very passionate of what I do. So I am very proud of every life I could touch. And that is come with me a long way, because, like I said, I've been with a lot of different cultures, a lot of different investors from all over the world, and understanding their needs and desires. I think that is something that I could be proud of, because you understand them and you deliver the product that they are willing and able and feel comfortable in investing. So creating that relationship, that's what I'm most proud of. And every day we create these relationships, not only with investors, but also with professionals in the industry. And being able to deliver this type of product makes me more proud, you know, in what Onyx is doing, because that is, at the end of the day, is my face out there too. And, you know, and bringing in all this portfolio of clients for so long, and, you know, offer them Onyx, to me is a peace of mind, and they believe in me. So this type of, you know, communications and understanding the needs and desires, that is what I'm most proud of. And now with Onyx, it gives me the opportunity also, it just answers all their questions. So that's what I think I'm most proud of.
Yeah. I definitely couldn't tell you were passionate.
Huh?
I'm just kidding. I said, I definitely couldn't tell that you were passionate. You're definitely passionate. Our fourth and final one is, if you could sit down and eat a bowl of ice cream with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
You know what? I would sit down with any of your audience members, because anybody has something to share. anybody could give you a piece of advice that is important. So I don't think that, I think it's overrated to mention a person or a company or an entity or anybody in particular, because when you sit down with, you know, and I'm pretty sure all of your audience are very smart people. People have taken risk. People that are have tried themselves over and over again, and they all have a story to tell. And why not? I would sit down with my dulce de leche ice cream with any of your investors, and we could have a good chat. And I am pretty sure we have a lot to learn from each other. I love it.
Well, Alicia, thank you for coming on. Very valuable for us. If our listeners wanted to learn more about you or learn more about Onyx or check out the 33 townhome that you got in Homestead there, where is the best place we could point them?
Onyxhomes.com. That's the best place. And it's onxhomes.com. And you're invited to the grand opening of our factory there in Pompano Beach on March 21st. I'll see you around.
Perfect. We will link those in the show notes. And then Alicia, thanks for coming.
Alrighty. Thank you, Matt. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for listening to Ice Cream with Investors. If you like what we serve you here, it would mean the world to me if you would like, subscribe, and leave a review on your favorite podcast app.